Reflecting on my life in late Victorian Ontario, a highlight certainly was being chosen on behalf of the Six Nations to give the welcoming address to the Prince of Wales in 1860, leading to an invitation to study at Oxford University. After returning from England, I continued my studies, graduating in 1866 from the University of Toronto's Medical School, the first native medical doctor in Canada. I went from private practice to join the Independent Order of Foresters, where, for the next 26 years, I am proud to say, I guided the IOF's growth to its becoming the largest fraternal organization on the continent. In my book, The History of the Independent Order of Foresters, I explain my philosophy of self-help and mutual aid among members of fraternal societies. I enjoyed my travels around the world spreading the message of fraternalism, marketing you would call it today, mindful of my inhabiting two worlds and guided by the Mohawk values in which I believed.